Welcome everyone to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting on January 17th at 2023 at 6 o'clock p.m. That's where my time is. Let's start. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call, Director Taffy Brock. Here. Director Terry Titcher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
And Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Consent calendar, approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of December 14th, 2022. The regular board meeting minutes and warrants of December 14, 2022, and the reformation of Resolution 01-2021.
I make a motion to approve A, B, and C on the consent calendar.
Second.
All right. So the motion to approve consent calendar items A, B, and C made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to updates. Awards. Warrants none, awards of contracts none, and then moving on to updates. Cabazon Water District Operations Report by General Manager Pollock.
All right, a couple updates. As far as Well 4, we're looking to rehab that, put that back on the ground and get that operational. So Well Tech did respond with a quote. And that quote was for $162,038. Legend Pump said they were sending a quote, but I haven't received it yet. And of course, Tri-County Pump has not yet responded. Once the quotes are completed, I will put them on a bid tab and then contact Cal Rule, see if we can qualify for a grant or a loan. Or another option would be to research for a 10 or 15 year business loan from RCAC or another source, depending on that. So obviously we want to go with a grant. So once again, that information. So Cal Rule said they would look into that. So that's kind of the direction I'd like to head once I get all the information. But like I said, it'll probably be about $150,000, put that back on the ground. And then the Cabazon Water District staff completed the Broadway and main gate valve operations by manually turning on the gate valve to the open position. The reason that project is going, when it was out, went out to bid, because the valve was broken in the closed position. And with it being in the closed position, with all these new gate valves going through the system, if that was locked in the off position, and we had to shut off the pipeline coming from Robertson's, everybody would be out of water. So at least this way we had half the town being fed and had a little bit more isolation with that in the opposition. So it had to be done prior to the gate valves being installed. And of course, the bidding process was completed on January 9th for the Broadway and Main gate valve replacement project, and the job was awarded to MCC Construction with a bid of $68,913. So I believe we'll vote on that tonight to accept that. And Borden Construction started the gate valve install project on January 11th. As of today, 4 gate valves have been installed and completed, and we will be installing 2 more in front of the Bonita Vault, the other station on Bonita, between, I think it's Orange and Broadway. And Krieger and Stewart is still researching on the utility easement for the new Bonita PRV station rebuild. There should be an assigned utility easement because running along that guy's property, the 50298 Bonita, which is, I know you were asking where the location was. there's a 10-inch main that goes down that easement. So there should be an assigned utility easement in there, and of course we want to put the vault right there, get it, because right now it's in the street. And of course it's filled up with water because of all the rain. So we want to eliminate the confined space, but they said as of today they still haven't found any utility easement. So they're going to continue to do research on that. And like I told them, there's always another option, because these vent piping is in the way, this section of his property is kind of like obsolete. So if we communicate with him, say, well, if we go ahead and put the vault here, it would be the same as, you know, the lack of use of that portion of his property, and we would install a service for giving up a certain portion of the property to install the PRV station. So that's an option we're working on. So that's for the PRV station.
Whose property is it?
What's that?
He didn't
give me the information whose property it was. He was just looking for the assigned utility easement, and he hadn't found it yet. So I told him it was installed. The PRV, the original PRV station, was installed in 1964, and the pipeline here was probably installed in 1954. So they're going to have to go back a little bit farther and do some more research.
By the pictures, the gated property looks like Howell's and Kowski's.
What? Howell's and Kowski's. Kowski? Allen's or? So Tobias?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, because I remember them working on it before.
Yeah, Allen's
and Kowski's.
So that's where we're at with the rebuilding of the Bonita PRV station. And then one last item is that Edison will be coming out to do well efficiency testing on Monday, January 23rd. And the testing is performed at no cost to the Cabazon Water District.
Which
one? What's that?
Which
one? All of them.
All of them?
Yeah, you want to do an annual efficiency test to make sure that nothing's really, you know, the trending. You want a baseline and trend and make sure they're performing as designed. So that's basically all I have for today.
Thank you. Old business. We have no old business. Moving on to new business. First discussion action item is the award of contract for Broadway Main cluster valve repair. We have 4 bids in your packet. Open it up for discussion. And I believe they're in order of lowest to highest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read it.
It is crazy how there is such a big difference from
the one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, I think the first two won, second two didn't. $20,000.
And actually, MCC came out when the staff was down in there operating the valve to turn in the on position. So he kind of seen what he was going to be involved in.
Where are they at?
We're legally obligated to go with the lowest.
Yeah, look.
I don't know, but I mean, I don't really know why you would want to not go for the lowest one, I guess. Well, these ones are kind of close. The other two are a lot higher.
I mean, MCC and Borden, they work together on some projects, so I think it was just a friendly bidding war on those two. And I have worked with MCC before when I worked with Golden State Water Company, so they've been around for a little bit.
They're local, but I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they're both local. They're both in the same neighborhood.
They're all local.
Yeah.
Have a motion?
I make a motion to accept MCC Equipment Rentals Incorporated for the Broadway and Main Street Cluster Valve Replacement Project.
I will second that motion.
So the motion to accept the MCC Equipment Rentals Incorporated bid for the Broadway Main Cluster Valve Repair Project, made by Director Davis, second by Director Morris. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Moving on, discussion action item number 2, proposal by Krieger and Stewart regarding the ARPA-funded reservoir corrosion repair and prevention project. Okay. Michael, do you
want to
talk a little bit about this?
From what I gather on the information is they're just going to paint the outsides, and then reservoir number 2, they have to re-coat the routers because there's some deterioration on the router. So that's the only one we have to drain. That's the only one where there's any interior work. But the rest of it is just outside painting.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Why don't we put some kind of fancy design on it?
Another $3,500 each. So that's one of the options I brought to Cabazon Outlet's attention, because when they do repaint them all, the one that currently has Cabazon Outlet on there, it's like, if they want, then they can reinstall those letters on there at the cost of the Cabazon Outlet, and that's about $3,500. So that's up to them.
And then pre-coating the interior of 112?
Or just the routers? Just the routers on number 2.
We all got
burned
one time, we pre-coated, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that won't happen.
We should tell those are hills that they want to use it for advertisements and then to pay for the interior. Interior nails,
yeah. And this is a grant-funded project. So these numbers were included in the grant that we were awarded. This will just allow for Krieger and Stewart to actually start to work on it.
Do we have a motion?
I would say it's in the best interest, because one of the things you want to do is whatever the customers see, you want them to be pleasing to the eyes. So hydrants, air vacs, plant sites, reservoirs, especially a reservoir, you know, they're going to just feel that comfort level that everything is well managed and well done.
Have we asked Cabazon Outlet if they want it painted?
Yeah, I did mention it to them. Yeah.
You said you looked into it, but I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I didn't mention it.
So we need a motion to approve this?
Yeah, to approve the proposal by Krieger and Stewart.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the proposal by Krieger and Stewart regarding the ARPA-funded reservoir corrosion repair prevention project.
Second. So the motion to approve Krieger and Stewart's proposal for the ARPA-funded reservoir corrosion repair prevention project, made by Director Tincher, second by Director Morris. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay, moving on. Discussion action item number 3 is Community Water Systems Alliance, CWSA benefit. I know I asked for this to be put on the agenda. I just wanted to know, after signing our, you know, dues for them, I just want to know if this is still something we want to continue with. Have they brought any benefits?
What do we actually get from them?
I think I looked it up and it said they just give us a voice in Sacramento.
Do they?
This was with Dan. This is where you and Kevin.
Yeah, I've been down there.
So it does help, but I mean,
so is it worth the money to?
Yeah,
from the board, so he wasn't about to. I wasn't actually on the board yet when I went down there. I went down as a community member, and this was 2 years before I was on the board, so 5 years ago, I believe.
I went down.
Yeah, you went the year before I did, no?
Me and Maxine went down. I think by myself.
1 or 2 years before me. Mm-hmm. But it's been 5 years since any of us have been down there.
Has Dan contacted Dan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has he contacted the district at all, or have we?
There's a guy like Tim. I mean, not about any benefits. He just like lets us know about any meetings that they have, or they did like a tour through the desert, kind of. And they're like, oh, if someone wants to come along and talk about Cabazon, you could do that. But I haven't really heard of any benefits.
Very educational. You learn a lot more than you anticipate when you get on there. There's a lot you can get into by using, but it's just kind of fun.
How much does it cost?
$250 a month, I think, but we haven't received a bill, so I don't know. We haven't received a bill in like probably 4 or 5 months, so I don't know if it's like
$1,000 a year. Wait, no. Or am I coming up with that?
$3,000 a year?
Yeah, $3,000. Yeah,
$3,000 and half of the 12.
Yeah, $3,000.
But so I don't know if they like stopped charging us. I looked into it too, and in 2019 there was like a $2,500 one-time charge, and then there was going to be like a future discussed at another time. There was a meeting that only had, it said like Community Water Systems Alliance on the agenda, but I couldn't find any meeting minutes, any recording or anything, so I don't know what happened in that meeting.
I wonder if it's the $250, I wonder if it's monthly or if it's quarterly, or maybe since you haven't received a bill.
Maybe, yeah. We received like a monthly bill for the first half of the month probably, and then after that we stopped for the first half of the year. And then after that we haven't received
money. So yeah, maybe it's something. Sometimes you get like insurance if you let me pay for the first 10 or 11 months and then you get the first or second month for you. Yeah. That's how they do it. You pay a certain amount and then you're done for the year. All of the deductible. Is there a way we can find out?
We can use more research.
And you know, if there's bills that we want passed and stuff like that, that's what we need to utilize. No, I really think it's been like super stagnant because of COVID. We just need to figure out if, aside from COVID, if this is something we can utilize. It really is an amazing experience. It was tough for me because I have the whole fear of speaking in public, believe it or not. And I met a lot of like very important people, and I've never been in a situation like that before. But it was, I learned a lot.
Well, do we want to table it and see what kind of benefits we get? Maybe
maybe find out about the charges.
Okay.
I do know that they have meetings every fourth Wednesday of the month, like a Zoom meeting, but it's at 8:30 in the morning. So I don't know.
Wait a minute. 8:30 in the morning? I'll go to that thing.
He loves morning meetings.
You get a meeting, get the heck, got the rest of the day off, huh?
Well, then maybe we can get some more information if you go.
Yeah. I'll call it down. I got his number.
Maybe Sarah can come up with a list of questions for you to ask while you're there.
Oh, okay. You've got a list of questions?
I'm sure Carrie will throw a couple in.
What benefits are we getting? What are they doing since COVID? Yeah.
Okay.
I think they canceled a couple of the past meetings, so because of like the holidays and stuff, so maybe that's why we haven't been billed. Like if they cancel a meeting, maybe they just don't bill us for it or something. I don't know if that could have anything to do with it. But we'll look into it.
Maybe put it back on the agenda in 6 months. So no action taken. That was the table. Next discussion action item is realignment of Cabazon Water District Director Committees. I asked for this one to be put on. I believe I was on the collaborative agency.
The one we just had a meeting on the 11th.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to attend those outside ones. Basically, I can do the ones coming in here. My schedule is so sporadic. And I was wondering if this would be a good one, actually, Taffy, for you, if that's something you'd like to do. third one there. Or if anybody else.
Where the agencies all in the area get together and discuss what's going on in their little area. So if you have any, if we have anything big going on here, you just report to them what's going on. And then if they report anything that could, like, have something to do with that, we just bring it back to the meeting.
Is that something you'd be able to do?
If the one that you attended with me and I lost my connection and I tried to go back and they wouldn't let me in. I had the same problem
this
time.
Your very first one.
Yeah, I had the same problem this time. I was calling her 35 minutes and I took screenshots of it, trying to get in the meeting, and nobody paid attention to me in the meeting. 35 minutes, they tried.
So she texted me, she goes, this is what you...
No, this last meeting on the 11th. But yeah, I texted her and I was like, this is what you say, this is what you listen for. They're not letting me in. Yeah.
And then the other, the personnel committee. I kind of wanted to join back onto the personnel committee since I've been here for so long.
You're on the, well, you're...
I'm as alternate. The alternate, yeah. But Taffy, I was wondering kind of if you wanted to swap those with me.
Sure. I like the little list that you made.
I do, I really like it.
Why don't you swap it?
The personnel committee.
Makes it.
Oh, right here? Okay. Yeah.
I did put two on the very back of your board packet. I put that sheet that I gave you guys a little bit ago where it has the important phone numbers and stuff.
Is it possible that we can pull these maybe from here and just keep them in the back of our folders so that we have them at all times whenever we have questions? Yeah, like the last meeting.
Yeah, that's what I had right here on the last page. I put it in a little sleeve protector. So I was just going to leave that in here. I'll update it after.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah. It's just like a simpler version.
Yeah, it's last time we didn't have it.
We put it under protection.
But I'll update it after tonight since some of the
perfect.
Back in.
Thank you. And then I guess my question on that, since I was the alternate, Kathy, do you want to be the alternate on the personnel committee? Or, yeah. Thank you.
Huh?
So Taffy's going to be the alternate on the personnel committee. Was there anybody else that had any issues with the committees they're assigned? Or?
Hey, there wasn't.
Oh.
What about Sangregonial
Path?
Water agency, just their board meetings, you know? I mean, should we attend those or not? I don't know.
It's not on any of the committees right now, but is that something that.
They meet every Monday, twice
every
a month?
Week.
Yeah, they meet twice a month.
There's really only one meeting that we need to go to. There was no point to them. We only went to every other meeting because every other meeting only applied to us.
Or what we could do is just any time that there's something to do with us, have somebody attend the meeting. Like if they let us know. But I don't know.
1:30, right? It's like 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But it's virtual. You got to do it at home.
Well, yeah, when I was running for that board, I had to get, like, permission at work. Like, I could be out at 1:30 every other Monday.
I thought they were back in person.
But I think they're still doing, I don't know, we'd have to find out. Yeah, and he's not here, he was supposed to be here,
he's not here today,
right?
Because
yeah.
He would have been here today, but he said he wasn't, because they changed their meeting to tonight.
Yeah.
Because of
so do we want to add that on here? I would like to attend it, but I don't know if they were thinking about moving the time. That's what Mickey said. So.
What do you mean by moving the time?
Moving the time from 1:30.
For what?
To a later time. So like Ron couldn't be here right now because he was at this meeting that they moved.
Yeah, was there meetings on Mondays?
1:30
to
1:30
is hard to do for a meeting because people are working during the day.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look up, see when
their meetings are. Yeah, but Ron couldn't be here.
If
there was a 1:30, Ron could have been here. Yeah.
I think we should be involved in it.
We used to be until COVID hit. And then, actually, I was still attending the meetings, but then I talked to Calvin. There's like zero going on, zero row. So I was getting paid to go to a meeting for no reason.
Excelling these guys.
Like I said, it's money, I love the money for going to meetings for no reason, but I don't want to do that for the water company.
Yeah, it looks like they have Tuesday at 6 p.m., 1:30 on Monday.
They have a lot of 6 p.m.?
It looks like once a month is 6 p.m., but that might just be finance and audit.
It probably is.
Like tonight's an engineering workshop at 6 p.m.
Yep.
The regular board meetings are still at 1:30.
On Monday's second, third?
I just give a look at the dates.
I think it's just bi-weekly, and since there's 4.5 weeks in the month, it's going to be different every month.
Yeah, still Mondays at 1:30, so I can't commit to going to that.
I can't either, because I'm working.
I can, you know, I'm going to...
Do we need to start a
new work from? Happy you work too?
I'll listen in when I can on Monday at 1:30.
I could be an alternate for the change of emergencies, but if I'm not working, then... Be the alternate.
Do you want them to attend every single meeting or just want to have something to do with us? Like specifically us?
Unless we're looking over the agenda.
Get the agenda before.
Yeah, but even with the agenda, sometimes it's not going to specify every person.
No, and I think it's good to have a presence there.
Yeah. We were a lot more involved in the community, period, when we were involved.
Can we just,
but I think once a month would be good.
Instead of having it as a committee, can we just at least all try to join when we can? Or
then we'd have to contact each other for
to see who, to make sure people aren't going.
That's right. That's why, I mean, maybe if we that somebody is number one, somebody is number two, then if number one can't go, then they let number two know, hey, I can't go. If number two can't go, then they let the alternate know. If the alternate can't go, then they let we can call her and let her know, and then she can call the other two, so that's not three of us.
Because I know Calvin used to
actually,
go that
you can't even do that. Only number one can number two. Number two can't let number three.
That's
okay, so if we put Alan as number one, say Alan's number one, say Kathy's number two. Alan can't make it, you can let Kathy know, but if Kathy can't make it, you have to let her know. You can't let anybody else, because that would put a hurt in her.
Because I know Calvin would go to them and he would tell us when we were going to be on the next agenda and say, hey, we need board members to join.
I never saw him at one. Maybe that was before.
Yeah.
But I used to go with Israel, and then we started alternating.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that we can alternate. Somebody can do one month, somebody can do one the next month.
Because it was lumped in with that and the San Antonio Pass Water Agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. The other one.
The Alliance.
The Alliance.
Yeah, it was lumped in with the Alliance. Sometimes they fall on the same day.
Okay, so who would like to be, if we start a new committee for the San Bernardino Pass Water Agency? Alan and Kathy?
You okay with that?
H.
And I'll be an alternate. I don't always work Mondays.
I think that one should just require one board member.
Yeah.
Two.
Maybe if you guys can both alternate, especially since she's in the learning phase, that would be good for her. Should we have Taffy attend the first one with him?
It's all virtual. You got to go on the phone, you know.
Yeah, when I first started doing this, my very first meeting for things, I always felt way more comfortable and was able to open up more when there was another one of my board members with me. But there's nobody with me. I just...
Become a virtual.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when to speak up. I don't want to look stupid, you know.
Damn.
I don't want to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, and I find out I don't, and then they're like, who's this lady, you know.
And I'll need to add on the agendas every month, like an update section for that. I haven't been doing that.
Okay. Anything else on the committee? Kathy, you can say no. You can say it's too much.
The CAC. Well, this is realignment, so that's different.
Yeah, we were talking about...
I think I changed it on there. As information becomes available, put that on there instead of... I think it says before it said it.
Okay. Yeah, as information becomes available. Okay. Moving on to public comment. We have Mr. Victor. I'm going to set a timer on my phone. I'm not trying to be rude. In 3 minutes, I'll tell you when you have 1 minute left. The floor is yours.
Good evening, everyone. My wishes for a progressive 2023 and a peaceful planet. My name is Victor Diaz, CAC member. I'm going to try to break down 2022 and 2023 in 3 minutes. I'm going to start with the results for CAC. In 8 months, we were able to accomplish a voice. In 8 months, we were able to accomplish to have an official CAC committee for our new specific area that we are trying to develop. In 8 months, we were able to have the first meter, water meter installed in that specific track map after decades. In 8 months, we were able to accomplish the support from this water district, the support from the local MAC board representatives, the support from the supervisor, the support from flood department, the support from code enforcement, and the public agencies such as the police department. I believe we have accomplished quite a few important progress for what we are trying to do for this large project. Where are we going with it? What are our goals? I will feel very satisfied if in 2023 we have figured out a way where our engineering is being done, has been approved, and we have the fundings in place, whether if it's through a grant, working with federal agencies, county supervisors, or private developer. I believe that within 6 months, if we have all that submitted and approved, and by the end of the year, we have a way to fund it, I will feel very satisfied with our movement. I would like to inform that we decided to do our CAC meetings now once every 3 months, and we're going to be utilizing the local library, and we are trying to identify if it's better to do it on Saturday mornings or keeping it in the evenings. We found out that in the evenings it's hard for work to it's hard for people to drive traffic hours and peak hours. Saturday, we are considering to do it. I will confirm with you guys. That will be it. I think I kind of break down what where we're going with it. I'm open for any comments, questions, or suggestions. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful time. Unfortunately, we can't comment right now, but I do think you have the people on the CAC's number, or their email, right? And so any information can go through Evelyn?
Yeah, and then she can forward it to us.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you.
So there was a water meter installed over there?
Yes, one right before that building, the last house right there.
Just west of that.
6 months ago, wasn't it? Yeah, it was before I got here.
You mean by the red house?
Yep. Yeah, it's not servicing anybody. It's just a service around across the street for the meter box.
Yeah, there was a lady that came to the CAC meeting and let everybody know.
General manager, board member comment?
Just that the gate valve program is ongoing. The crew is very efficient. Like I said before, it just took us a while to communicate what our safety standards were, and they're moving along in a safe manner. And unfortunately, our system's going to go through a little bit of growing pains for the next 3 months. But overall, it's going to be it's a good process. So anything that we need to do in the future, we're going to have gate valves that we're going to have minimal customers interrupted for their services, because right now you have a mile and a half of pipe with no gate valve.
Any board members on that?
Yeah. You want to comment before our agenda?
Yeah. I want to know whatever happened to getting any kind of, what do they call it, identification tags or something?
We had them.
Huh?
We had them.
When?
They weren't very special. The pictures and stuff that it's not very good anymore.
Oh,
and I don't know if it's on my other purse or in this. Are you
there?
Yeah. For Capital Water?
Yeah.
I mean, we have like the little things for them, the little badge holders or whatever. Yeah. So it shouldn't be that hard to.
My picture was all of it. I think it's in my other purse.
I don't know if that's a thing that.
Yeah, I think the new board members should get one. Do you have one?
It's just like a lanyard with the ID tag. Is that what it is?
There's a little.
Oh.
I stick in my wallet.
I've only seen them in the drawer over there. We have a whole bunch of the tag things, but.
Yeah, we bought the stuff for it. Yeah, mine's in my other purse.
Did we buy that stuff for it?
We did buy the stuff for it.
Yeah.
I thought it just went over.
We probably should utilize it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why the hell did we, why the heck did we buy it? There's only five members, you know? Yeah, that's all we had to do. Get away somewhere.
Yeah, look at how her picture is. Mine was, you know, when the ink runs out.
Can I take a picture of it?
Absolutely.
At least when we go to our meetings and stuff.
Yeah, it's like one that's not signed by.
We just updated.
Yeah, we like one with your signature on it.
Yeah, because right now I've got to call the new one.
We updated our photos on the.
That's good, right there.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I have
a picture of you.
I know this is a lot.
Keep the same picture for.
Okay. You have a whole bunch of the tags in there, like the little clip things, so you may as well use them.
Do we have the plastic ones and stick it in, but you can wear it on your microphone.
Lanyards?
Maybe. I don't know.
If not, let me know. I just started going through some of my Morris De La Grasse stuff from my business that I shut down, my online thing, and I think I might have some in there.
Okay.
And I'll just donate them. And if we can't use them, maybe we can donate them to some transport. Maybe I can make some money tax for the future.
Okay, I went back. I switched it around a little bit. So, future agenda items? Anybody?
I have one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I still want to know what's going on across the street. Those houses going up, you know, or anything?
Haven't heard anything.
I have no idea. Okay, I'll just check.
150 homes.
Is that all you heard?
Retirement community for employees, for the casino. Speculation, that's all.
About speculation.
It's been
speculation.
Like that for like 15 years now. They keep. Remember, I don't
know. Yeah, we were just wondering why the fence went up.
They were coming several times they've done it.
Yeah.
And it's been like 10 years since they had one up there.
Yeah.
Somebody with big dreams, and hopefully one of their big dreams come true.
Stopped by somebody.
Yeah.
You don't want to bother, but,
I'm sure growth is coming. And I know when.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I talked to Legend about giving me a quote to redo well 4,
he said he owns some property, and so there's always investors
questioning, you know, investing in the area. So there's a lot of interest. And then, of course, the, what do you want to call those, logistics centers, that's inevitable.
Well, I'm more on those getting ready to put a lot more up there, too.
Right.
Yeah, if they're going to need houses for all their employees.
The warehouse down by Whitewater, right? I've seen that one.
Yeah, and then they're getting ready to open this one up down here. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for helping us get ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my board member comment. Thank you. Later.
I've talked about that many times. Okay.
Any other board member comments? Miscellaneous future board items. Next board meeting date. Finance and audit workshop, Tuesday, January 17th, 5 p.m. Nope, those are the minutes. Sorry.
Oh,
I read the wrong thing.
Oh, you know what? You read it right.
You know
I didn't
see
it. You know what's funny is it had 2022. It said January 27th, 2020, or 17th, 2022. And I was like, oh, I got to change that. I put the wrong date. It's February 21st.
February 21st at 5 p.m. Regular board meeting will be February 21st at 6 p.m. San Gregorio Pass Water Regional Alliance meeting will be in February. Or no, January 23rd, 2023 at 5 p.m. Community Water Systems Alliance meeting will be January 25th, 2023 at 8:30 in the morning. Collaborative Agencies meeting at Beaumont Unified School District will be to be determined. Community Action Committee meeting. Do you know the date?
Meeting where once we decide whether it's going to be evenings or weekends, I want to get their availability before I commit a date with the members. I'm assuming it'll be by the middle of next month. We want to start the first one of the year.
You want to do in February?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just let you know right now. On the 11th, and the 25th, I'm working on Saturdays. And I don't get off work until 6 p.m., and it takes me 47 minutes to an hour to get home. So I'm not home until 7 p.m. On the 11th and the 25th of February, I'm working. I already have my full schedule for February.
Are you working on Saturdays?
Those are Saturdays.
You do if you do alternate Saturdays, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but I mean, we don't need to have both members there. That should be one or the other. So if you need to have it on the 11th or the 25th, we have, I think, Kathy from this meeting?
Alan's on it, and then she's the alternate.
Oh, so.
No.
That one would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, one of us can, or how are you on Saturdays?
I'm fine. On the 11th.
Yeah, it's open.
No, she can't do the 11th.
I can't do the 11th or the 25th. But it should only be one of us there anyways, not both of us.
Okay, it's okay. So we could put it on the
11th. If you do it on the 11th or the 25th, you can let him know.
Or let her know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let her know.
Just let me know when I'm on the board.
There's only one. There's only, the 4th or the 18th, I can do it.
I'm going to be able to have both of you, the 18th and 5th.
Well, the reason why only one of us should go is because, like, if it's something that both of us need to go to, then that's fine. But, I mean, if only one of us needs to go, then we should conserve, you know.
Let's do it at 11 then. Let's keep it on the 11th.
So that'll be
Alan.
Community Action Committee meeting will be on 10 a.m. work out for you?
Nope. Yes, it does. 10 a.m. on the 11th.
Yes, sir.
And,
library.
CAC meeting?
Yes.
Okay, February 11th, 2023 at 10 o'clock a.m. Personnel Committee's TBD. And then I need a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I make it. Second.
Motion to adjourn at, I think it's 6:45, it's 6:44, made by Director Tincher, second by Director Davis. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
24, 26, January 17th, 2023.